A new security partnership is hoping to reduce Jewish hate. The latest numbers show that anti-Semitism is at an all-time high in Chicago, just like it is statewide and nationwide.
Is this the worst you've seen anti-Semitism?
Yes.
The SCN says reports of anti-Semitism in Greater Chicago have more than doubled each year since 2021, and this year is at a record high so far just through June.
Israel is the head of the snake.
Yeah. Over the last year, we have witnessed what is the greatest crime of the 21st century. And perversely, it's a crime that has been meticulously documented and presented to us by the people who are carrying it out. We focus on the town of Kibbutz Chaza, which is a small town of about 13,000 people. The Israeli army enters this town just after Christmas. It's emptied of people, and they simply destroy it. And they record themselves doing it. They post before and after videos. And the town is entirely flattened. The willful destruction of civilian property for punitive reasons, or even perhaps to create a buffer strip, is illegal. You can't do that. It's against international law. And they're doing it, and they're recording it, and they're putting it on Facebook. And we know the names of the soldiers and the commanders who did it. They go into the homes of Palestinians, and they're often clearly staying there, and they just smash them up. Then they film themselves smashing them up. They also delight in going through women's underwear drawers, and this is a sort of recurring obsession. You have to see Israeli soldier videos in the context of the broader output of Israeli society.
If you gave me a button to just erase Gaza, every single living being in Gaza would no longer be living tomorrow, I would press it in a second. I would press it right now. Give me that button and press it right now.
There you go.
And I think most Israelis would.
There's an Israeli song called This Was My Home. And what they would do is dress up as caricatures of obviously what they perceive Palestinians to be, being sung mockingly to people who no longer have homes. We're not looking at some sort of obscure subculture within Israeli society. This is mainstream Israeli society. When people tell you who they are, believe them.
It's an entire nation out there that is responsible. And we will fight until we'll break their backbone.
972 magazine carried a story about how the Israelis were using AI, artificial intelligence, for targeting. Essentially, they had a problem. They wanted a rate of strikes in the Gaza Strip, which human computation couldn't keep up with. They needed to use AI to identify these targets. They're using people's phones and their social media, any information at all they can scrape about them. And then they track them through their phones. So who are they talking to on their phone? Who are they simply near as they're carrying their phones around? And they have a little league table. And if you accumulate enough points, you can be killed. The terrifying thing is, how do you kill them? Where do you kill them? And they reached the calculation that it's much easier to kill people when they're at home, which is where the second bit of software kicks in, which is called Where's Daddy? The naming is indicative of a fairly dark sense of humor. They track you. Once Daddy is home, they can kill you. And of course, along with anyone else who is in the house as well. It's astonishing what Israeli soldiers do put on film, but that raises the question of what they don't put on film. Another extraordinary facet of this conflict is the repeated attacks on hospitals. They have assaulted every single one of the 36 hospitals in the Gaza Strip. We have the films of Mohammed Al-Halou, a remarkable young journalist who really chronicled the whole story of the Nasser hospital. The Israelis are very keen to drive people taking refuge in the hospital out, to force them further south. They send a messenger into the hospital to order the people there to leave, and they use a detainee, and they've made it quite clear to him they know who his mother is, where she is, and that she will be killed if he does not return. So he does return. They send him back because the people still aren't leaving. People aren't leaving because they don't trust the Israelis. One of the few people who does leave is his mother. She follows him out with a small group of other people, and he's killed in front of her eyes. Having used him as a messenger, as a human shield, effectively, they simply shoot him. They shoot him three times in front of her eyes and kill him. What is extraordinary about so many of the soldiers' videos is the sense of impunity they have. One particular video is the 202nd paratroopers. When they left Gaza, individuals within that unit put together a video. It's like a commemorative video, and it's edited and it's set to music and so on. It's been up on YouTube now for 6 months. It includes three men, separate incidents, men who are shot by snipers. They are putting up the killing of people who are clearly unarmed. And for soldiers to post this in their own names shows a sense that they simply don't have to account for their actions at all. Deaths by snipers are very common in the Gaza Strip, and it's not just adult men. There's a particular shot of a child, a young boy, who was shot at the gates of the Nasser hospital. It's then too dangerous to collect the body. If you're a sniper, you know who you're shooting. You've got very good sights and you know perfectly well what you're looking at. Mohammed El-Helou, he is almost killed numerous times. One of the occasions is he's shot. He's wearing a flak jacket. They've actually managed to hit the thing that says press. One of the dreadful things about working as a journalist and as a human rights worker during this conflict, not only do you not have sort of immunity, as it were, you are positively a target. As Western journalists, you know, we sometimes work in very hairy situations and we face danger and so on. What we don't generally wrestle with is the perpetual fear that they're going to murder our children. And in fact, on a number of occasions, they have murdered the families of Al Jazeera journalists.
Well over 10% of all journalists in Gaza have lost their lives since this conflict began. The usual mortality rates expected of infantry soldiers is less than 5%. So we're talking about absolutely shocking levels of loss of life.
Detainees are clearly abused when they are first taken prisoner. We've all seen the images of them stripped to their underwear. It's clearly designed to humiliate. We gathered accounts in the Gaza Strip of people being beaten. We have a picture of one man who had a Star of David carved into his back. In a way, for many, this is just a prelude to when they're taken into Israel to these detention centres. In our film, we have one grotesque eyewitness account of a dog being used to rape someone.
جاء زي وضع مادة إشي حاجة إشي يعني عم أخرة الشاب وأطلقوا وكان في كلب موجود أطلقوا على الكلب كلب هذا يعني كيف أقول لك مش مارس الجنس اغتصب الشاب اغتصبوه في معنى الكلمة.
UN report at the end of June identified 53 individuals who have been killed in Israeli detention. There's a report on Israel's Channel 13 broadcasting to the world, advertising the fact, celebrating the fact that these men spend 24 hours in complete darkness with a single hole for a toilet, in handcuffs, chained together with leg cuffs. The whole focus of the report is clearly the Israeli public, and what they're trying to stress is how badly these people are being treated, because clearly the political issue within Israel is whether they're not being treated badly enough.
זה לא מעניין אותך?
בגדול, עוד פעם, זה מעניין לי את האחוז מה עשו לאיש חמאס הזה. אני כל הזמן זוכר, קודם כל, הדבר היחיד שמבחינתי הוא בעיה פה, זה שזו לא איזושהי מדיניות מוסדרת של המדינה להתעלל בעצירים. כי בגדול, זה גם, קודם כל, מגיע להם, וזה אחלה נקמה שאנחנו צריכים לתת להם. ודבר שני, אולי זה גם ישמש אותנו קצת יותר כהרתעה.
And then there is the secondary point. The UN, international and Israeli human rights organizations have found the Israelis to be guilty of using human shields. In the film, we have footage of this. You can see it. There they are, hiding behind people, resting their guns on their shoulder. They've got a man, and he's being forced to go and inspect empty buildings, open the doors and so on, so that if they're booby-trapped or if there's an ambush, he will get it. It's clearly absolutely systematic.
The Israelis today saying that Hamas use Palestinians as human shields, do they?
Killing the victims, then blaming the victims for killing themselves. I mean, what is this logic? Palestinian groups take their own people hostages. This is racism. This is sickness.
The appalling caliber of the journalism is just absolutely shocking. Israeli behavior is dependent on the indulgence of the West.
Denying access to food is collective punishment, and that we should all be clear in saying that.
Is what?
This is a genocide happening in front of our eyes.
No one can say they didn't know. The Israelis could not have made it clearer to us what they were doing in their rhetoric, social media they were posting, and what their own media was saying, that this was an exercise in ethnic cleansing, quite possibly an exercise in genocide. They were making it abundantly clear to us. And if we are ignorant, we are willfully ignorant. When people tell you who they are, believe them. And the Israelis have certainly told us who they are over the last year.
Israeli snipers routinely, deliberately shoot Palestinian kids in the head.
There's yet another doctor testimonial about Israeli forces constantly shooting Palestinian children in the head, this one published in the New York Times. The report, titled 65 Doctors, Nurses, and Paramedics, What We Saw in Gaza, begins as follows, quote, I worked as a trauma surgeon in Gaza from March 25th to April 8th. I've volunteered in Ukraine and Haiti. I grew up in Flint, Michigan. I've seen violence and worked in conflict zones. But of the many things that stood out about working in a hospital in Gaza, one got to me. Nearly every day I was there, I saw a new young child who had been shot in the head or chest, virtually all of whom went on to die, 13 in total. At the time, I assumed this had to be the work of a particularly sadistic soldier located nearby. But after returning home, I met an emergency medicine physician who had worked in a different hospital in Gaza 2 months before me. I couldn't believe the number of kids I saw shot in the head, I told him. To my surprise, he responded, Yeah, me too, every single day, end quote. Numerous named medical staff who worked in Gaza then testify in the report about routine encounters with children who'd been shot in the head and chest by Israeli forces, as well as children and infants suffering from severe malnutrition and easily preventable infections. Such reports have been coming out all year. Because Israel has not been allowing foreign press into Gaza, medical staff have in many ways become the de facto Western journalists on the ground in the enclave. And they are all saying the same thing. Back in July, a group of 45 doctors and nurses who'd been working in Gaza signed an open letter to President Biden testifying that every single signatory to this letter treated children in Gaza who suffered violence that must have been deliberately directed at them. Specifically, every one of us on a daily basis treated preteen children who were shot in the head and chest. Also in July, Politico published an article by two American surgeons named Mark Perlmutter and Feroz Sidawa titled, Nothing Prepared Us for What We Saw, 2 weeks inside a Gaza hospital, which contains the following passage, quote, We started seeing a series of children, preteens mostly, who'd been shot in the head. They'd go on to slowly die, only to be replaced by new victims who'd also been shot in the head, and who would also go on to slowly die. Their families told us one of two stories. The children were playing inside when they were shot by Israeli forces, or they were playing in the street when they were shot by Israeli forces. End quote. In April, an article titled Not a Normal War, Doctors Say Children Have Been Targeted by Israeli Snipers in Gaza, was published in The Guardian, citing 9 doctors who'd worked in Gaza after October 7th who, quote, reported treating a steady stream of children, elderly people, and others who were clearly not combatants with single bullet wounds to the head or chest. Forensic pathologists were able to identify bullets used by the Israeli military in these attacks on children. Here's a quote from that article. The Guardian shared descriptions and images of gunshot wounds suffered by 8 children with military experts and forensic pathologists. They said it was difficult to conclusively determine the circumstances of the shootings based on the descriptions and photos alone, although in some cases they were able to identify ammunition used by the Israeli military. End quote. In February, the LA Times published an article titled, I'm an American doctor who went to Gaza. What I saw wasn't war, it was annihilation. The author, a reconstructive surgeon named Irfan Galaria, writes as follows, quote, On one occasion, a handful of children, all about ages 5 to 8, were carried to the emergency room by their parents. All had single sniper shots to the head. These families were returning to their homes in Khan Yunis, about 2.5 miles away from the hospital, after Israeli tanks had withdrawn. But the snipers apparently stayed behind. None of these children survived. End quote. So this is happening. The evidence is undeniable, and the sourcing is as solid as it gets. There are mountains upon mountains of rock-solid proof that Israeli forces routinely, deliberately shoot Palestinian children in the head in Gaza. The only reason this isn't being treated as an established fact by the Western political media class is because the Israeli military denies it. telling The Guardian in response to the aforementioned report that the IDF only targets terrorists and military targets, in stark contrast to Hamas's deliberate attacks on Israeli civilians, including men, women, and children. The IDF follows international law and takes feasible precautions to mitigate civilian harm. Doctors say otherwise, The Guardian wrote. Indeed, there is no longer any fact-based reason to deny that Israel is deliberately targeting children with sniper fire. The facts are in, and the case is closed. The only basis anyone can have for denying this established fact is their own personal loyalty to the State of Israel and its military, and or their own personal disdain for Palestinian lives. This fact punches holes in so many of the narratives used to defend Israel over the past year. That Israel is conducting itself in a more ethical way than Hamas. That Israel is waging a war against Hamas and not the Palestinian people. That the IDF are the most moral army in the world and are taking extraordinary measures to avoid civilian casualties. That civilians are being killed in Gaza because Hamas uses them as human shields. That this is a war for Israel's self-defense and not a campaign of extermination driven by hate and racism. There is simply no way to believe any of these things are true when you acknowledge the extensively documented fact that Israeli forces are routinely shooting children in the head throughout the Gaza Strip.
But I can tell you one thing. We're going out of our way to prevent civilian casualties.
Wake up alone, the fires are burning, the whole world's turning, the whole world's turning. Wake up alone, the fires are burning, the whole world's turning, the whole world's turning. Wake up alone, the fires are burning, the whole world's turning, the whole world's turning. Wake up alone, the fires are burning, the whole world's turning, the whole world's turning. Turn out saddened, nowhere to run heading, no one to confide in. Tell the truth, not me, sorry, bloodstained pavement, same arrangements, never again lost like that series. Watch me turn off, turn around to the sound of the bank act. Headless horsemen galloping, sleepy, hollow like the words of actions. Stain on the earth, not worthy a feature. Swept on the carpet like dust with a bad broom. The bad men were bad men, the good just stood by. I am a camera, life's just cabaret, with disposable extras on any given day, in any given way. Shh, keep your mouth shut, don't say, don't hear, don't see. Now I know you, you don't know me. I'm here on my own and lonely, begging for a friend. I try calling on my knees, I cry before I die, spawning hope, hang mine out to dry with rope. Turn on.
And when this is done, you know, Jews will be removed from positions of power all over the world. You know, it's a mass awakening, and this threat has got to be dealt with. The good Jew. What good Jew? What does that mean? Somebody says they're a Jew. Here's what they're saying. I'm chosen. You're not. I will one day enslave you. That's what I believe. Yeah. Who's good that believes that?